This morning, we have a guest stopping by our studios to visit a little bit about the Master Gardeners, the Cass County Master Gardeners Group. They're hosting their garden tour here this weekend, the Garden Walk, and we're going to talk a little bit about that with Teresa Hansen, who is a Master Gardener member. How are you this morning, Teresa?
I am great. Again, here I am to promote. I'm part of a team that is working on the Garden Walk, and I am here to promote our Garden Walk for Sunday, June 23rd, between 2 and 6. We have four unique gardens. These people have stepped up to the plate and volunteered their yards, and they have like shade plants, perennial plants. We have they've used antiques. Some of them have used wooden objects, and one even took a dead ash tree and made it into something really unique.
Hmm.
So if you want to know what to do with your ash trees, this is an idea. Again, the Garden Walk is June 23rd between 2 to 6. It's only $10. You can purchase tickets at the Extension office by Friday. Or if you would like to purchase tickets, each site will have somebody there with tickets. And you can purchase them then. We will have a sneak peek of one. I think it's coming out today. And it will be a garden that has, it's a pollinator garden. It's really unique. And they also are a monarch way station, which means this is where the monarchs stop at on their way back, either from coming north or going back down south. And so that one will be shown on Facebook, and you will be able to see that address. Again, all of these are very unique places, and the people are just so positive. They're just so excited about everybody coming, and you can ask questions. You can ask how they did this. A lot of them have been working at their gardens for 30 years plus. So it's just a day that will be positive and give you a positive experience. And you can ask questions, ask them how they have planted these things, how they maybe have built certain things, where they got their antiques at, and how they showcased a lot of their items.
Very good. All unique in their own way, I assume.
Yes. Everyone is unique in their own areas. All four places are fairly close together, so you don't have very far to travel. There is not a lot of, I'm going to say, a lot of walking difficulties, but we will help you if you need help. There will be master gardeners at each place to answer questions. If they can't, they will make sure that the owner of that property will answer those questions for you. If you have a specific one about a plant or something you might like to plant, maybe where to get it at and how to plant it. So
I have to ask, are these four locations, are they all owned by Master Gardeners?
No, they are not owned by Master Gardeners. They are all private people in Atlantic.
So you don't necessarily have to be a Master Gardener to be really, really good at coming up with something creative.
No, you do not.
Although and we encourage it.
Well, you can take the Master Gardener classes to learn more, but I would say these four people, two of them are Master Gardeners, mm-hmm. but two are not, but they are very experienced in what they have.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And have unique things in their gardens.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, there's so many different ideas. I mean, how could any two gardens be alike in the first place? Because you can do just about any, I mean, you talk about a blank canvas. It's just, It's a blank piece of ground. Do what you want with it. You can come up with all kinds of great ideas. I'm sure you've seen lots of different, you know, ideas that people have when you go and search out these areas to show off.
Yes, and the one lady will tell you that her property was a blank canvas when she bought it over 30 years ago, and this is what she's done with it. She's gotten rid of a lot of the mowing aspect and put some really nice gardens in, and unique ones. So.
Yeah, gardens don't always have to be just, you know, flowers and fancy and all kinds of good-looking this, that, and the other thing. Sometimes it's just practical.
Yes.
There are all kinds of great opportunities out there for folks. Is that what this is about, is to see what's there, maybe give people some ideas?
When we asked these people, it was to give experiences to Cass County people and surrounding areas, other ways to plant perennials, annuals, and even there's one place that has a garden. You should see how he's done his garden. Maybe it's an idea you might want to try. And he's willing to give you all the information that you need in that experience.
And these folks had no problem opening up their little place, spot on the earth.
No,
for folks to
they
take
did
a look
not.
At.
All of them were so happy that they couldn't believe I asked. And they were very willing to do this. So they're very excited about Sunday. The weather is only supposed to be like 85, 88, sunny. It's not going to be super humid. And they're very excited about people coming. So
yeah, very good. Get a chance to get out there. And if you happen to see a stray weed, you probably won't pick it, if you would, please. We can always use the extra help, right?
Yeah.
One of the dangers of gardening is there's always work to do. Very good. Teresa, how long have you been a master gardener?
I have been a master gardener for 12 years.
Why'd you decide to do this?
I had moved from the farm into Atlantic, and I always wanted to kind of critique my gardening skills, and I have learned so much through the education programs and that master gardeners have provided, going to conferences, even just learning from other master gardeners. Mm-hmm. So,
well, as a master gardener going through the program, of course, there is some time that has to be given back to, kind of volunteer to help some other, any way you want. There are a lot of different ways to do that. Not a burden. You enjoy that?
Yes, I do.
Lots of different ways that you can give back. Very good. If it seems like we've been kind of specifically vague, you know, I haven't asked Tracy yet, gee, who owns these plots of land? Where are these gardens located? There's a reason for that.
Yes, there is. Main reason is that we just don't want people to be showing up at these four places. We will give the one out today, and then if you buy the ticket, then you can go to the rest of the places. And the tickets are only $10. And we are a nonprofit organization. We fund lots of things in the Cass County area. We do a garden seminar. We give out scholarships for kids that want to go into horticulture. We do grant money for people that want to do things like at churches or like at the library or, you know, to plant flowers. We do a bus trip every year, and then we are doing this garden walk. So lots of activities we use the money for. And then there's a lot of other activities, too, in the town of Atlantic that we also are part of. So.
Yeah, well, there's an unending need for different ways to be able to spend that money and help out folks. And that's really what it's about, is giving back, too. That's another part of that. Again, that's 2 to 6. It's this Sunday, June 23rd, and all the gardens are here in Atlantic.
In Atlantic.
So they're clustered fairly close together. This sounds like something you want to do with some friends.
Yes, and I very much recommend it. Like I said, it's going to be a positive experience for you to come, look at these gardens, talk to the people. They want to share their gardens and their flowers and plants. And what's, like I said, I can't think of something better that doesn't cost hardly anything, just to come and walk around and look at plants and then feel positive. So
yeah, spend a good afternoon.
Yes.
Again, you get those tickets at the Extension office here in Cass County in Atlantic. You can go and print a form out online as well to get those. Just $10, as we've mentioned. And as we get closer, once you get your ticket, then you're going to know where those locations are. But as we get closer, it sounds like if they watch the Master Gardener's Facebook page, they'll learn a little bit more about some of those locations. So.
Yeah.
Very good. Get your friends together and get an opportunity to just spend a nice day outdoors. Maybe put that phone in your pocket for a while and just enjoy the outdoors, right?
Yeah. Just make sure that you ask the people if you're going to take pictures. I'm sure they won't mind, but we very much want you to, you know, have a conversation with the owners before you take a bunch of pictures. Maybe it's something they're not, I mean, I'm thinking they all want to share, but I guess I didn't talk to them about a lot of pictures or what to do. And it's just a common courtesy now to ask permission first.
Respect someone yes. else's work.
But I'm sure they won't have a problem with it. But I take pictures of plants because it's a certain thing I'm looking for at a nursery or whatever, and I'm sure they will let you do that.
So. I would bet if you ask the questions, you'll get some good conversation. Yes. I'm pretty sure they're pretty proud of what they've put together.
Yes, they
Very
are.
Good. All right. Well, again, that's this Sunday, June 23rd. Make a plan, 2 to 6. Get those tickets in advance. You can get them at the site, too, that day. Just $10. Enjoy your afternoon. Teresa Hansen, thanks for coming by. Appreciate it. Appreciate the help and the work that you and the other Master Gardeners do for the area.
Okay, we're looking forward to seeing you.